We had a meeting at the NIH headquarters in Bethesda, and it was the first Wikipedia Academy in the United States. And that's an event series designed to reach out to subject matter experts. And we had workshops, presentations around Wikipedia.
And I know part of the idea that we spoke with the NIH folks, and part of the idea is that they're interested in getting better information, better health information out to people. Why are you guys interested in doing this?
The NIH has been an ideal partner for us. So we both have a strong interest in getting reliable, high-quality health information and science information to the public. And so that was a great way for us to begin a sustainable partnership.
And of course, one of the real strengths of Wikipedia is not only all the amount of things that the online encyclopedia covers, but also the amount of just link-through data that you have. So a lot of it, you just point people to the authoritative source in all sorts of different fields.
Yeah, of course. Wikipedia is a starting point for many people who look up a topic on Google, and they get Wikipedia among the first 10 hits, and then they get the first information they need.
And so part of the Academy last week was talking about how NIH folks can sort of get that information, how they can incorporate it, how they actually do this. How do you edit a Wikipedia document? Is that the kind of things you were talking about?
Yeah, that's what we talked about. So for us, it's been an opportunity to increase the understanding of Wikipedia and its culture, and to show the participants Wikipedia's complex system of quality management, and to encourage them to contribute to Wikipedia.
And talk a little bit about, because I think so many people hear about this wiki and just they hear that anyone can go on and change things, but there is a real culture of, there's a process that you guys use for changes to ensure that it remains as accurate as possible.
Yeah. There are many, many volunteers around the world who have articles on what we call the watch list. And they control these articles, and that's only one part of that complex system. So I think it's too. I think we don't have the time to talk about it in detail. But there are many, many software features, and there are many, many people who care about Wikipedia's quality. Many, many people are really passionate about Wikipedia's quality.
But there are some subject matters where essentially Wikipedia says these are controversial areas. We're going to take a step back and almost put in a little think time. So I know President Bush was on that list, probably still is. So just not everyone, because these are subject matters which can garner a lot of controversy, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's a very normal thing. If you have an open system, there will always be topics that are controversial. But I think the like you described it, to take some time to think about it and to talk about it. We have talk pages, so people start a discussion on a talk page, and that's a very good way to reach a consensus.
And have you found, are other government organizations interested in partnering with Wikipedia, or is this really your first venture in dealing with government agencies?
So this has been the first Wikipedia Academy in the United States, and I'm pretty sure more institutions will be interested in doing things like that.
I know a lot of government institutions, a lot of feds are sort of almost nervous about going on and updating pages because there are a lot of those controversial areas where they don't really want to, you know, it may be a government policy. It's something sort of, I guess, almost above their pay grade. Were those kinds of issues discussed at your meeting last week?
It was more about how to improve articles and how to get to know each other better. And we're always looking for feedback on how to improve Wikipedia. And I think the most important point for us was to increase the understanding of Wikipedia and its culture. and to get into a dialogue with the NIH. So and that's one of the big goals we reached. We got an overwhelming positive feedback from the participants, and in that room we were at the NIH headquarters, we found a number of people who were absolutely committed to start editing.
And my sense, having followed some of their tweets, frankly, was that they were really appreciative that all of a sudden they had a place where, and they knew how they could get their wealth of information out to a larger public.
Yeah, of course. And for us, it's again, the NIH stands for reliable, high quality health and science information. And so that way they've been an ideal partner for us.